Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Welcome to Brutal Brunch with your hosts Matt Moore and Matt Master Morrow.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
Those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
WMFO Medford.
What the prime time, bitch?
Sorelli to the right of Vasilevsky. And it's going to be one for Donato. Left circle shot blocked. 13 seconds left. Donato left circle shot blocked again. Rebound is chipped out by Kucherov. Back to the Boston zone. The Lightning are closing in on winning this series. Hold it in front of his own net. Left wing Donato. 1 second left. This one is over. The Lightning have beat the Boston Bruins. And they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Could you give me the number at the sorority house? Please.
Yeah, sure. It's, Fellatio 20880. Fellatio. It's a new exchange, F-E.
So no, no, no. How do you spell it?
Capital F, E, L, L, A, T, I, O.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
We'll be right back. Welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. I am back after a several-month layoff, but back to one of the slots that we've had over the course of the show here since we've been on WMFO the past couple of years. Back for at least the summer, bright and early on Saturdays, 8 to 9 a.m., and kicking things off with some Motorhead, their cover of God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols, kicking things off this morning. That one goes out to anybody who cares about the Royal Wedding, because obviously we don't. We are here for another hour of Massachusetts metal for you. Of course, Motorhead not exactly being a local band, but wanted to play that due to current events going on. So, as I said, I am here in the studio. I'm your host, Matt. Other Matt is not here this morning. Our big re-entry onto the airwaves, and he unfortunately could not make it in, but he should be back next week. Of course, he missed me playing Motorhead, which is one of his bands that I kind of hate. He missed the brand new extended intro, kind of ran a little bit long, but playing around with some stuff. We'll see how that goes from there. But yeah, actually, speaking of that intro, a couple of things that have happened since we've been on. Again, you heard glorious Tampa Bay Lightning radio play-by-play, Dave Mishkin there, calling the Tampa Bay Lightning knocking the Boston Bruins out of the playoffs, which was a very glorious moment. A couple weeks old at this point, but we haven't been on the air. So I wanted to play that to partly troll the listeners, partly to troll Matt, but of course he's not here to enjoy that. You also heard a clip from the movie Black Christmas. That was because over the past week, Margot Kidder passed away on May 13th. At age of 69, and a lot of people will say that she was iconic and know her as Lois Lane in the Superman movies, but her true iconic role was that of Barb in Black Christmas. She was also starred in Amityville, so a nice horror career for Margot Kidder. Again, passed away at the age of 69 on May 13th, and wanted to mention that because horror is something that we would typically talk about on this show. Probably not going to do so this week. We'll save that for when Matt gets back, but horror, hockey, wrestling as well. Some wrestling updates. Scott Steiner has returned to Impact Wrestling. He is a tag team champion, apparently. So, very exciting. And the All In Indie Show, spearheaded by Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, has sold out, as Dave Meltzer said they couldn't do. Of course, one of the usual sub-hosts that we have in here, John Corbett, also couldn't make it in, because that would have been our major topic of discussion, probably, but wanted to at least give wrestling a shout-out. A couple other things that are actually happening in the world of music. First of all, again, we'll wait for Matt to be back to play these or to discuss them, but Baby Metal and Ghost have both released new music, so very big in the world of Brittle Brunch as well. RPM Fest is all set for this year. It is back for 2018. It has moved to Miller's Falls Rodden Gun Club. That's in Montague, Mass., and that's going to be August 24th to 26th. So there you go. The last 4 months, now you're all up to speed. and I can go home. So for the next hour, I'm going to play a bunch of metal. If you want to call in, the numbers here are 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264. And I want to make any requests, ask any questions, whatever you want to do, go ahead. We're going to jump right back to the music now with a band. Technically, this band is based in New Hampshire, but they have a CD release party happening tonight, and we will be getting to the concert list. We will not be getting to Metal History since Matt's on here, but we will be bringing back the concert list, in which we mispronounce a bunch of bands. But Unflesh, I can pronounce that. They have a CD release show tonight at Sammy's Patio. They're going to be playing along with My Missing Half, Averse, and Graviton. I'm going to play you a single off the album they're releasing. The album is called Savior. I'm going to play you Bestowal of Decay. And it is notable, even though this band is technically billed from New Hampshire, that they have a few members of local bands right from right here in Boston. Peter Albert Derena and Chris Dovis of Seven Spires are in the band, as well as Chris Gardino of Pathogenic. So they make up 75% of this band. And I'm going to play them for you now. So again, if you like this song, want to check out the album, they are releasing it tonight at Sammy's Patio over in Revere. And it is called Savior, and this song is called Bestowal of Decay, and you're listening to it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Sorry. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here at WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard the latest from the band Shroud. And way back a couple years ago, we had one half of that band in studio as part of Brute Mukti when they were still kicking here. Anyway, so that was 20 Years of Dust off their latest album called Crawl Because You Are Worthless, which dropped in March. A little note on that song, they tell you what it's about in case you couldn't understand the words. This song is some ultra-personal family crap, realizing your elders suffered mentally just like you did growing up and how you come to forgive them and love them, and in the end, you still hate yourself. So there you go, perfect theme for Brutal Brunch here. Again, that was Shroud with 20 Years of Dust. Before that was Unflesh. Their CD release show is tonight, and that was a song Bestowal of Decay off the album Savior. And now, have somebody live on the phone. Hello.
Hey, can you play some Venom, dude? Me and my friends are biking out of Manchester.
So, here's our co-host. Here's our illustrious co-host calling in from the road because he couldn't make our re-entry onto the airwaves. Wasn't important enough to stick around.
Speaking of 20 years of family disband, I'm going driving east to babysit my nephew.
There you go.
Oh my god, so good. I actually wanted to talk to you whenever, but on the air about the another thing that came up as I was thinking was that yet another shooting in Austin, right? It's the third in like 3 days, and the 30th since January.
Yes.
But the guy did it like he had posted on his Facebook like the Baphomet pentagram and all that kind of wacky stuff, and like so it's getting traction on like Crazy Uncle Facebook. They're like, he's a Satanist. That's what he is. Got to talk about Satan, not the fact that like some 17-year-old dork can get like high powered assault rifle.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was actually posting on Facebook was pictures from that perturbator. I never pronounced it.
Yeah, like, I was going to ask you about
like
that.
Electronic. Yeah, perturbator is like an electronic DJ. I guess you call it like dark synth or whatever the heck it is. I like it. I mean,
yeah, you're a resident anime expert, so.
That's the thing. He blends in all these like old 80s like hyper-violent animes into his like videos that he puts on. So he has like a devil, like a classic Devil Man or Violence Jack and stuff, and just like your synth. I guess if you watch the movie Drive, I guess.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah.
That. It just sounds like that kind of. But anyway, how's the show going?
Show's good. Kicked off. You missed me play Motorhead. You're
I was listening to Motorhead on the way down to Easton.
There you go.
Which one?
God Save the Queen in Honor of the Royal Wedding.
Oh, that's right, the wedding. Ugh. Gross. Are you watching the wedding? Do you have it on in there?
Yes, on all the TVs we have in the studio. Have it on everyone.
Yeah,
we have no TVs.
Our flat screens.
You also missed, I had a nice clip of the Lightning knocking out the Bruins. Brand new intro. You don't even know what that new intro is. So you're going to have to wait till next week.
I don't
week.
Even know the new intro.
Nope.
I'll tell you this about the Lightning and Bruins. Is like once we weren't watching the games at Mexico Window, the series was lost.
The Bruins were 0-4 once we did not watch at Mexico Window.
just like garbage.
So do you have any nuggets of metal history you wanted off the top of your head that you wanted to share?
Well, the one was obviously that Motley Crue released Girls, Girls, Girls on, I think it was the 16th of this week, and it's going to be 87, I believe. Classic that I love to torture you with, I think, every time it comes up, any sort of Motley Crue news, knowing you're like a big classic guy, you love the kind of glam era of metal, the hair metal era, and I always like to bring that to the table.
Well, I look forward to it returning next week.
I look forward to being back next week. There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot. We got Scott Steiner, Running Wild. We got RPM Fest.
Man, I saw Steiner. I'll leave with one last thing about wrestling. Well, I guess we can talk about All In next week, and maybe we'll have Norbit like call in. But Steiner, last weekend, last week's Impact, he was wrestling. I think I sent you the GIF of it or the GIF of it. He did a suplex to, like a top rope, belly-to-belly suplex to some smaller guy, and he landed directly on the top of his head, and Steiner looked completely gassed, and it was terrifying.
He still thinks he's a member of the X Division.
Well, I don't know why they're letting him do that. Like, why would anyone be like, yeah, Scott, you're like in your almost 60, and like, you know, all your body is destroyed, of course.
Are you going to tell a local restaurant owner that he can't do that?
He's trying to run a show, these. He can't be doing belly-to-belly top rope suplexes anymore. Anyway.
Unbelievable. Well, thank you for calling in on the road, on location.
Thanks,
I have a question for you. So we have new Begat the Nephilim. Do you want me to wait for next week to play that?
I would like it if you waited.
Okay.
I have that shirt on right now. I'm actually wearing the new shirt.
All right, perfect. So we'll also have to talk about Metal and Hardcore Festival when you're back.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yes, there's a nice teaser for the show. I don't know if it'll be the radio debut necessarily, but we'll play the new Begat the Nephilim track. We got Metal History, the Police Blotter, all that stuff coming back once I'm at the studio. All right. See ya.
Have a good show.
Thank you.
Bye.
So yeah, on that note, that was our co-host. He'll be back next weekend. So we're going to skip Begat and go to, actually, I should have mentioned this while I was on air, Matt also typically selects a black metal song of the week to play. He's not here to do that, so I get to choose. And I'm going to play a song from a band. Are they playing this week? I don't think they're playing this week. Yes, they are. Where was it? Anyway, we will get to the concert calendar next week. This band is also playing tonight at O'Brien's. It's a band called Malleus, and going to play a track that came out last October. And they may or may not have new stuff coming out. Looks like they have an EP called Night Raids that will be coming out, but not a lot, Gotta go along with the whole black metal thing. Not a lot about this band online, but going to play you a song called Blackened Skies off their Storm of Witchcraft release, which came out last October. I look forward potentially to a new EP from these guys coming up soon this year. And if you want to hear them after this or see them live, go to O'Brien's tonight. So I'll play you them now, and then we'll be back with the concert calendar. You're listening to Brittle Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
What's it like?
What's it like?
It's lonely.
It's really lonely.
I miss my brother.
I miss my brother.
I'm surrounded by other people, but it's not the same.
I've got other people around me, but it's not the same.
It's pretty scary, but I don't let it rattle me.
It's pretty scary around here, but I don't let it rattle me.
You always have to watch your back.
There's no one to watch my back.
I spend my whole day worried who's out to get me.
I'm always wondering who's out to get me.
But I can take care of myself.
But I can take care of myself.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
No matter what, I'll keep my head up.
It's not like I have a choice.
It's not like I have a choice.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
This'll all be over in 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days.
Go to jail for a gun crime and your family serves a sentence with you. Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
That was the latest from the band Graveborn. That was a Shapeshifter off the Athenaeum. And before that, you heard Malleus with Blackened Skies off of Storm of Witchcraft. And you can see them tonight as part of our Brutal Brunch concert calendar, which I'll run through now. So, as I just said, you can see Malleus tonight at O'Brien's with Occult Burial, Black Rat, and Hellbent. At Great Scott, Dyspellorian with Obsidian Tongue and Falls of Raros. At the Palladium, you can see Sons of Apollo, Felix Martin, and Sifteen. Ralph's has two cover bands. One is Undertow, which is a Tool cover band, and Bullet Called Life from a System of a Down cover band. Sammy's Patio, as we've talked about, is the Unfleshed CD release show. They're playing with My Missing Half of Verse and Graviton. Tomorrow night, Sunday, the 20th, at Adams Elks out in Adams, Mass., you can see BNAF, Time Spent Alone, The Last King, and DEF. On Monday at O'Brien's, it's Untombed, Brain Famine, Shroud, who we also played earlier, and Armpits. At Middle East, it's Defeated Sanity, Behold, the Octopus, and Scafism. Tuesday at Brighton Music Hall, it's Helmet with Prong. And on Friday at the Palladium, it's Hammerfall with Flotsam and Jetsam, and Once has Chemist, Wormwood, and C. So, there you go. Get out and see some shows this week. That's the metal that you can see across the state. And now, we're going to switch things up, change of pace right now. Going to play the latest from the band Carpathia. This is a digital single they put out. It's called Promised, and I'm going to play it for you now on Brutal Brunch. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
It wasn't Christmas when I went cold. is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Day 28, sundown. The dead have taken our home, and with it, our future. But I will not lay down and die. This is my last chance. This is my last escape.
That is the latest from the band Destiny Never Dies. That was My Last Escape off the album Second Strike. They actually have a special radio edit version of that song, but didn't want to do that. I wanted to play the full version. So there it is for you. Before that, we had the band Upheaval. That was Abyss off of Altar of Ash, which was one of the last shows we had before our break. We played one of the single that was released at that point off of Altar of Ash. Since then, the entire album has been dropped. And that was another one off that that one that was called Abyss again. And before that, we kicked off the set with Carpathia with Promised, a digital single you can catch on Bandcamp. And that brings us to just about the end of the show. Made it through, apparently, without breaking anything. Managed to answer the phone. So all told, a successful return to the airwaves for Brutal Brunch. Of course, only one half of the show was here. So co-host Matt should be back next weekend to deliver his metal history. We'll have the Melrose Police Blotter back. What else will we have? Bunch of good stuff. I'm sure we'll be talking hockey again. The Vegas Golden Knights, one game away, one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. And we'll see how the Lightning and Capitals end up. As Matt's on the phone, a whole lot of wrestling to get to, which I'm sure people are going to be excited about. We'll try to get wrestling expert John Corbett back on the show at some point as well. So we will be back next week, same time, same place, Saturday at 8 a.m. I'm going to play a Rob Zombie song for you, which is kind of sort of new. In case you hadn't seen, Rob Zombie put out a live album. It is when, a couple years ago at Riot Fest 2016, his band played the entirety of Astro Creep 2000, the White Zombie album, live in Chicago. So I'm going to play you a track off that now. This is Grease Paint and Monkey Brains, and signing off for Brutal Brunch. Stay tuned for Mike on the Mic. Good to be back in front of Mike. So stay tuned for his show, and we'll be back next week. Stay brutal.